You'll find plenty of wild mining stories in southern Arizona. One of the biggest tales includes a mine where you can still ride the ore cars today. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Nature doesn't care when you plant your crop this year, but Verdesian Life Sciences does. That's why they formulated Seed Plus Graphite. It's what you expect from talc and graphite, but there's a full nutrient and biostimulant package that helps plants get a strong start and push through stressors like cold snaps or too much or too little moisture. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant. That's why we're using it in our planter boxes this year. Need more info? Just head to VLSCI.com to connect with a local representative.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Baker Olmsted retells the story of an industry that made Southern Arizona.
First mining claim that was filed at Bisbee was back in 1877. Now, the first significant mining was around 1879. It started with this mine, the Copper Queen Mine.
A government scout by the name of Jack Dunn hired a prospector, George Warren, to explore the area and file claims on his behalf. Warren conveniently forgot to place Dunn's name on those claims, and Warren reaped enormous wealth. However, Warren's drinking habits led him to enter a race that he could never win.
Well, he'd bet it, but he was a drinker. And he was going to, he bet that he could outrun a horse in a quarter of a mile. Of course, he lost. And when he lost that, he lost about, at that time, it was probably worth, a ninth interest was worth over $20 million at that time.
When mining began here in 1879, almost all work was done by hand.
At one time, at the peak in Bisbee, there were 6,000 miners that worked in the underground. Now, Phelps Dodge Mining Company, being the largest mining company, had 2,000 men. They knew that within a year, they were going to lose 9 to 10 men to fatal accidents.
The work was dangerous, and death in the mines was not uncommon.
In 1974, the open pit, the Lavender Pit, closed. 1975, all the underground mines were closed, and it was a combination of things, low copper prices, low ore grades, and it all built up to that, so they shut the mines down.
Bisbee, Arizona was once a thriving industrial city of 25,000 people, but times changed and profits dwindled. Today, the Copper Queen Mine is open to visitors, and you can take an ore train deep into the mountain to experience mining firsthand. Traveling the countryside in Bisbee, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.